visiting with Hartford girls basketball coach Ryan Thomas here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, I think you've had the luxury of not playing yet this week with your games from Tuesday now being made up on Thursday, but it's going to be a back-to-back for you guys in the regular season.
Yeah, we wanted to move it up like everyone else did in the area and play it, Monday night, but the team center who we're supposed to play had already had a scheduled game that night. So next bet is trying to get it in Thursday, and then, yeah, it'd be a back-to-back home on Thursday and then at Gossel on Friday.
Well, and last week you faced Cherryville, and you were right in that game and just lost at the buzzer. But, how do you feel like your girls competed against a 3A team that's had a pretty good record coming in?
Yeah, they were 13-3 coming in. So at least 14-3 right now. Very good 3A team, a pretty tough league. I thought we competed really well, actually. It was kind of a battle of two different teams, obviously. They hit 12 threes on the night, and I mean, some of those were tough, made contested threes, too, because we were talking the one day we had to perform, we got to run them off the line because they're such a good shooting team. And, they had some good shots, so credit to them. They only hit about 5 2-point baskets, though, where we were basically the opposite. We only had 1 3 on the night. and everything else was twos and free throws, so we kind of pounded inside. But they got the best of us there at the end. We had a 3 or 3 seconds left. We had a shot at the end, didn't go in. It's just how the ball bounced for us that night. But it was a very competitive back-and-forth game. So I was happy with the way we competed. You won a game like that late in the year going into March. Just kind of wish it would have gone our way,
Most definitely, Coach, and that just shows, how your team has competed. This season you're at 13-5 with the sub-state brackets being released today. I know the final two games don't count towards the sub-state seeding, but you're still in a good position.
Yeah, we're sitting in the 4th seed, so we'll host a game that semifinal, I guess. Mm-hmm. We'll host the game, and then either South Haven or Lebo after that if we are to get by the semifinal game. But that's going to be a tough one itself with St. Paul. They're a gritty team, so mm-hmm. I have yet to watch film on them yet, but I'm sure they're pretty tough from what I've heard and just from, their tradition in the past. That's going to be a tough one, but it starts with them after these last two regular season games is just getting by that next one.
Visiting with Hartford girls basketball coach Ryan Thomas here on the Area Coaches Corner, as we mentioned, center and Gossel coming up to end the regular season for Hartford and then making it to the sub-state round. And right now the Jaguars currently in the 4th spot. And I believe in that sub-state, was it the first top four seeds get a first round bye, or you guys have to play a quarterfinal?
No, it'll be the first 5 get a bye. Okay. Because we have
11 in there.
We did start with 12, but it's going to be 11. And I guess Peabody has forfeited so much of their season or something.
Okay. Yeah.
The first 5 get a first round bye.
So that'll be a nice time for you guys to get some prep in and some time in the practice gym. I know with the winter storm that we've had here over the last day and a half, it's gotta be good that after these two games this week, you're gonna get some practice time in before that semifinal.
Definitely. Yeah, we're getting stacking consecutive days in the gym. To tweak some things, especially this late in the year. We've had, it seems like right around the last week of LCL, before tournament. Then now after tournament, we've had three snows that have caused us to miss school and stack up games on top of each other. It'd be nice to get in the gym consistently for a full week and have 5 full days to work on some things and prep. So that's really going to be helpful this time of year.
And that semifinal would be on the first at Saturday, so that would be where Hartford would be, and they would host with being the 4 seed. We'll have updates on KVOE.com with the brackets when they become official. So, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week with Center and Gosel, and we look forward to seeing what you guys do in Substate coming up next weekend with when the official pairings come out. And I'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds good, Dylan. Thank you.
That is Hartford girls basketball coach Ryan Thomas joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank, a country 101.7 FM.